of the sons of Issachar, Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron, 4. The sons of Tola, Usi, Raphiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Shimuel, heads of their fathers' houses of Tola, mighty men of valor in their generations. Their number in the days of David was 22,600. The son of Usi, Izrahiah. The sons of Izrahiah, Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah, 5, all of them chief men. With them, by their generations, after their fathers' houses, were bands of the army for war, 36,000, for they had many wives and sons. Their brothers among all the families of Issachar, mighty men of valor, listed in all by genealogy, were 87,000. The sons of Benjamin, Bela, Besher, and Jediel, 3. The sons of Bela, Ezbon, Uzi, Uziel, Jeremoth, and Eri, 5. Heads of fathers' houses, mighty men of valor, and they were listed by genealogy 22,034. The sons of Besher, Zemira, Joash, Eliezer, Elionai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alameth. All these were the sons of Besher. They were listed by genealogy, after their generations, heads of their fathers' houses, mighty men of valor, 20,200. The son of Jediel, Bilhan. The sons of Bilhan, Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Chenanah, Zathan, Tarsheshan, Ahashahar. All these were sons of Jediel, according to the heads of their fathers' households, mighty men of valor, 17,200, who were able to go out in the army for war. So were Shuppam, Huppam, the sons of Ir, Hushim, and the sons of Iher. The sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, Guni, Jezer, Shalom, and the sons of Bilhah, the sons of Manasseh, Azriel, whom his concubine the Aramidus bore. She bore Machir, the father of Gilead. Machir took a wife of Huppam and Shuppam, whose sister's name was Makah. The name of the second was Zelophehad, and Zelophehad had daughters. Makah, the wife of Machir, bore a son, and she named him Peresh. The name of his brother was Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rakem. The sons of Ulam, Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh. His sister Hamaleketh bore Ishod, Abizer, and Machlah. The sons of Shemida were Ahian, Shechem, Lehi, and Anium. The sons of Ephraim, Shudalah, Bered his son, Taheth his son, Eladah his son, Taheth his son, Zabad his son, Shuthaleh his son, Azer, and Eli, whom the men of Gath who were born in the land killed, because they came down to take away their livestock. Ephraim, their father, mourned many days, and his brothers came to comfort him. He went in to his wife, and she conceived and bore a son, and he named him Bariah, because there was trouble with his house. His daughter was Shira, who built Beth, Horon, the lower and the upper, and Uzin Shira. Rephah was his son, Resheph his son, Tela his son, Tahan his son, Ladan his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, and Joshua his son. Their possessions and settlements were Bethel and its towns, and eastward Naaron, and westward Gezer with its towns, Shechem also in its towns, to Azza and its towns, and by the borders of the children of Manasseh, Beth Shean and its towns, Tanakh and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, and Dor and its towns. The children of Joseph the son of Israel lived in these. The sons of Asher, Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, and Beriah. Sarah was their sister. The sons of Beriah, Heber and Malkiel, who was the father of Birzeith. Heber became the father of Japhlet, Shomer, Hotham, and Shua, their sister. The sons of Japhlet, Pasach, Beamhal, and Ashvath. These are the children of Japhlet. The sons of Shemer, Ahi, Rogah, Jehubah, and Aram. The sons of Halim, his brother, Zophah, Imnah, Shalesh, and Amal. The sons of Zophah, Sua, Harnephir, Shuel, Beri, Imrah, Bezer, Had, Shema, Shilshah, Ithran, and Bera. The sons of Jether, Jephunneh, Pispa, and Ara. The sons of Ula, Era, Haniel, and Rizia. All these were the children of Asher, heads of the fathers' houses, choice and mighty men of valor, chief of the princes. The number of them listed by genealogy for service in war was 26,000 men.